Animal Groom, I've talked a little bit about, I'm the real Jesse James, so I want to talk about Animal Groom. Animal Groom is a really new poem of mine. I wrote it last month, and it came out of an assignment that was given to me by the poet Sabrina Oremark, where she said to write an obstructionist poem, which is the idea is that a word or a phrase will interrupt the flow of the poem, obstructing it from going forward. I think I failed in that assignment with this poem. Basically what happened was the bear was supposed to be the obstruction, the word bear, but then the bear actually became, that's my dog barking. The bear, that's the obstruction, and this interview is my dog. The bear became a character, and then the poem kind of became more of this sort of elliptical closed image system poem thing that I do. So that was the origin of that. One other thing I wanted to say about that poem is the second half of the poem kind of is inspired by three different schools of Buddhism, which are three philosophical schools about the nature of reality and the way of thinking about matter and perception, that you could either break things down into particles in their smallest form, or you could then recognize that the particles and the thought itself and the thinker are empty. And then the third school of thinking on this would be that there is more than just emptiness, there is also luminosity. So that's the Reader's Digest version of the philosophy behind this poem, which is sort of sneakily hiding in there.